Dearly, dearly, dearly beloved, oh most wonderful friend, I consider you as my lovely, incredibly precious friend, who is worth much more than billions of pounds. You may not realize just how precious you are. Almighty God just created the stars, the sun, and the moon by speaking them into existence. He just commanded the seas to bring forth fish and the earth to bring forth plants and animals. But when he made you, my friend, he lovingly fashioned you and intricately made you in your mother's womb. You are God's masterpiece, the pinnacle of all his creation. So you are far, 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 far more precious than all the stars, the sun, the moon, all the fish in the seas and all the birds in the air. And he absolutely loves you forevermore. Yes, Jesus Christ loves you. Even if you're an atheist, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh, pagan or anyone, he absolutely loves you, cares for you. And he gave his life to set you free. But as you know, we've all done wrong in our lives, which has marred the incredible beauty he made us with. So he commands everyone to humble themselves and pray, to seek his face and to turn from our wicked ways so he may heal our hearts and minds and become who we are created to be again. He says that we will seek him and find him if we seek him with all our heart. So everyone can choose. We may all seek him with all our heart and find him from whatever background you are from. Whatever background you're from, we may all seek him with all our heart and find him. He's only just a prayer away. So please seek God with everything in you and give him your entire heart. Give him your life because he cares for you. He loves you. Right. The Quran says that Jesus Christ raises the dead and gives sight to those born blind. So clearly Muhammad believed in Jesus. So Islam is a Christian sect. The Quran also states that the Injil, which is the New Testament, and the Torah, which is the Old Testament, were sent down by God. Muhammad wrote this centuries after the Injil was assembled, as we have it today, at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325, so it's not being changed. And as Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So we know that the Injil cannot be changed, the Torah cannot be changed, it's God's word. God makes sure that his word cannot be changed. So please study and believe the Injil and Torah, which is the Holy Bible. Careful with English translations. Check out everything in the original Hebrew and Greek. And believe in God's holy prophets and holy apostles. The Injil states that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So when Muhammad said that God does not begat nor is begotten, he clearly means that God has no son in the conventional way. Jesus had no human father and God did not have physical relationships with Mary, but Jesus is the Son of God through Mary when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her and gave her the miraculous virgin birth. Muhammad also said that Allah has no equal and is one, but since he also said that the Injil is sent down by God and the Injil clearly teaches that God is the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, all Muhammad is saying here is that Allah is the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit and is one and has no equal. The Quran also states that Muhammad is the last Islamic prophet. Therefore, please do not believe nor trust anyone who came after Muhammad, including imams or sheikhs, because they are not prophets. But God has obviously not stopped speaking to his people because he cares for us. He loves us. He wants to speak to us. So he sends true Christians to every tribe and language today to be his holy prophets and apostles. As it is written, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus taught us that a Christian must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow him. So a true Christian is somebody who would rather be nailed to a cross than tell a lie, be arrogant, be selfish, unkind, rude, lazy, immoral or sin in any way. So a true Christian is infinitely patient, never gets angry, never grumbles and is perfect in love, tender-hearted, full of deep compassion, mercy and true wisdom and is extremely humble and bold. So please make sure that you're not deceived by false Christians who claim to be true Christians. But thank Jesus for dying a terrible and awful death on a cross for our sins so that we may always rejoice with inexpressible joy that is full of glory, always enjoy incredible peace that transcends all understanding, always be wonderfully blessed and completely healed in body, mind and soul and have an eternal place in paradise forever by turning from all arrogance, selfishness, sexual immorality, greed, theft, lust, hatred, bitterness, rudeness, idolatry, lying, worldliness, covetousness, homosexuality, witchcraft, unbelief, laziness, haste, indifference, anger, drunkenness, competitiveness, nicotine and drug use, boasting, folly, foul language and any wrong to doing only good by constant faith in his blood and resurrection power. For sin slowly destroys us. Sin is like... is very deceptive, and the nature of deception is that the people who are deceived do not know that they're deceived. Sin is like having a poison tablet that's sugar-coated, a poison tablet that's a slow-acting poison that slowly kills you, slowly destroys you, brings all forms of fears and worries and sorrows and stresses, and finally kills you and takes you to the lake of fire, except you are rescued by Jesus Christ and by his holy blood. So the sugar on the poison tablet makes it taste nice. The sin can be very attractive, can be taste very good, but it destroys you slowly. And that's why God doesn't want you to sin. He doesn't want you to sin because he knows that it destroys your soul. It separates you from a holy, 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 holy God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So let's repent. Let's turn from sin and receive incredible blessings. We love to repent because when we repent, it turns us close to God. And when we're close to God, we're full of the joys of the Lord, the power of God, the immense peace that God died for us to have. We are so blessed because God is so wonderful and he wants us to be blessed. He cares for us and he gave his life to set us free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's turn from sin and receive the incredible blessings that God died for us to have. And it's very easy to do this. Once you have listened to this part of my speech, please pause the recording and please close your eyes and earnestly ask God to send his Holy Spirit into your heart to convict you of all your sins, and one by one admit your sins to God with many tears for all the terrible pain you've caused God and others, and thank Jesus for sending Jesus. Thank God for sending Jesus to die on a cross for each sin. Promise God to follow him by his amazingly wonderful grace and power, always and forever. And ask God to fill you to overflow with his resurrection power. For Jesus Christ rose from the dead 3 days after he died and is alive forevermore. And so by faith in Jesus, go and sin no more. Praise the Lord. So let's do that now. Let's pause and let's cry out to God that he would fill us with the Holy Spirit and convict us of our sins. Let's pray. Yeah, Father God, I pray that you pour out your Spirit deep into our souls, that you cleanse us from all forms of unrighteousness, that you teach us to pray without ceasing, that your Holy Spirit would convict us of our sins, and that we would be able to confess our sins to you one by one, that you would show us our sins so that we can see how terrible we've been, how much we've hurt you, how much pain we've caused others. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were nailed to a cross, that you took the nails of our sins hammered through your hands and feet. You were nailed to a cross to destroy sin in our life, to save us from our sins. So now, Lord, we confess our sins and we admit that we've done wrong. Cover us in your blood. Forgive us our sins. Lord, forgive our sins. Cleanse us. Wash us in your blood. Let's pause and confess our sins to God in Jesus' name. Amen. I like having hot showers and baths because they are refreshing and make me clean. I also thought that being clean is the absence of dirt, but actually it is also the presence of fresh and clean skin, isn't it? So I'd also thought that the cleansing of my soul from sin by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ was the absence of bad sin and wickedness from my soul, but it is also the presence of holiness, isn't it? For whatever happens, I always have thoughts in my heart and mind. So the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses my heart and mind by changing the attitudes and desires and thoughts of my heart, mind and soul, by continual faith from sinful pursuits into holy desires, attitudes and pursuits. By faith, we understand that doing any sin cuts us off from all the immense blessings of heaven and plucks us into death. And death brings all sorts of fears, worries, sorrows, stresses, curses into our lives, which slowly kill and destroy us. So to be cleansed of my sins, I must replace all sinful and unproductive thoughts, attitudes and persuasions with the correct holy thoughts, attitudes and persuasions, which the word of God supplies as we pray, study the word and diligently follow Jesus. This process starts when we honestly admit to God the things we've done wrong with a broken and contrite heart because of all the terrible pain we've caused God and others by our sins, and ask him to heal us, change us and use us to be vessels of perfect love. Therefore, by God's amazingly wonderful grace in Jesus Christ our Lord through his blood and resurrection power, by faith, please replace unbelief and doubt with continual absolute faith. Replace anger and aggression with gentleness and patience. Replace arrogance and boasting with humility and meekness. Replace bitterness and grudges with forgiveness and love. Replace sexual morality and adultery with holiness and purity and celibacy or holy marriage. Replace drunkenness and drug addiction and nicotine addiction with prayer in the spirit and worship of God. Replace worldliness, foolishness, and secular pursuits with Bible feasting and meditation. Replace slander, dishonesty, lying, and deceit with truth and honesty. Replace selfishness, theft, and the love of money with generosity and selfless love. Replace hatred and criticism with loving kindness and humble appreciation. Replace competitiveness with humility and love. Replace worldly wisdom, speculation, false religion, and assumptions with true wisdom from above. And replace idle, foul, and unproductive speech with a pure and holy word of God. Amen. And so please do change what you love and desire and what you want, so that you only love God with absolutely everything in you and desire and want only what God wants for you in your life. For if you delight yourself greatly in the Lord, you will always have what you want, because he will ensure that you will receive the desires of your heart. So you'll always be amazingly blessed. And also, because God wants and desires you to always be incredibly blessed, replace all fears, worries, stresses, and anxieties with perfect peace by faith. Replace all sicknesses, disabilities, and diseases with perfect health by faith. Replace poverty with provision by faith. Replace tiredness, frailty, and decrepitness with energy, vigor, youth, and strength by faith. Replace insomnia and nightmares with beautiful sleep and sweet dreams by faith. Replace all shame and condemnation with dignity, freedom, and forgiveness by faith. Replace all dejection, despair, and discouragement with sure hope and great courage by faith. Replace all sorrow, sadness, and depression with ecstatic joy by faith. And replace every curse with incredible blessings by faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Yeah, Father, we thank you. We praise you, Almighty Jesus. We worship you, Spirit of Truth. We bless you, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you that you call us out of darkness into your marvelous light, that your light shines in our heart as it is in heaven, that you covered us in your blood, that you've forgiven our sins as far as the east is from the west. So far have you removed our sins from us. Bless us with peace. Teach us to pray without ceasing. Wash us in your blood. Turbo us in the ways of God. Let your light shine in our hearts all day long as it is in heaven. Cover us in your blood and forgive our sins and bless us with peace in Jesus' name. We pray for all of Leighton Buzzard, that you fill Leighton Buzzard with your peace as it is in heaven. They cover Leighton Buzzard in your blood. They pour out your spirit in Leighton Buzzard, that your light will shine in Leighton Buzzard as it is in heaven. They cover Leighton Buzzard in your love, that your joy would flow through the streets of Leighton Buzzard as it is in heaven, that your peace would rain down into Leighton Buzzard as it is in heaven, that your love would fill Leighton Buzzard as it is in heaven, that you heal broken relationships, broken marriages, broken friendships, that your light would shine in Leighton Buzzard as it is in heaven, that you break all forms of drug addiction, nicotine addiction, witchcraft, fornication, selfishness, lying, greed, malice, hatred, unbelief, pornography, sexual morality, theft, greed, selfishness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That you fill Leighton Buzzard with your spirit in Jesus' name. That you break all forms of nicotine addiction, alcoholism, drug addiction in Jesus' name. That you would heal the sick. That you'd raise the dead in Leighton Buzzard. That you bless the people with peace in Jesus' name. That you cleanse the lepers. That you cast out demons out of Leighton Buzzard. And you fill Leighton Buzzard with your love in Jesus' name. That you unite the church of Leighton Buzzard to run as one man behind you. That you cover Leighton Buzzard in your blood in Jesus' name. That you would raise up mighty men of God to preach your good news all over Leighton Buzzard, especially to the little school children. Bless the schools. Fill the schools with your love. Break all forms of witchcraft. Break witchcraft against the schools, witchcraft against the people, witchcraft against the sick. Heal every sort of sickness in Jesus' name. Cover the people with your love. Let the gifts of healing manifest in your church. Let your glory fill the church of Leighton Buzzard, and bless Leighton Buzzard with peace in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And break the LGBT movement and the woke agenda and femdom, and let love rain down into Leighton Buzzard. Break all forms of false religion and unbelief and lying and greed and false witness and theft in Jesus' name. And fill Leighton Buzzard with your glory as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Let there be no crime in Leighton Buzzard. Bless the police. Let them have wisdom to catch the criminals, and let the criminals repent and turn from darkness to light in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And fill Leighton Buzzard with your glory as it is in heaven. Not only Leighton Buzzard, but Lindsay, Bletchley, Milkins, Luton, Dunstable, Tree, Aylesbury, Heathenreach, Stanbridge, Stockwell, Rushmere, High Wycombe, Kingsland, Norwich, Bedford, Rugby, Northampton, Peterborough, Cirencester, Gloucester, Worcester, Toaster, Bicester, Banbury, Brighton, Halifax, Leeds, Huddersfield, Liverpool, Manchester, Norwich, Birmingham, Kidderminster, Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft, Chippenham, Farnborough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Great Yarmouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Southend-upon-Sea, Clacton-upon-Sea, Berkhamsted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Watford, St. Albans, Harlow, Chelmsford. Hallelujah. Benfleet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stevenage. Hallelujah. Letchworth, Garden City, Hitchin, Fill us with your spirit. Draw us close to you. Forgive our sins. Wash this country in your love. Fill the whole of the United Kingdom with your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And bless Keir Starmer with peace. Fill him with your spirit. Draw him close to you. Forgive his sins. Cleanse him from all forms of unrighteousness. Teach him to pray without ceasing. Cleanse him and teach him your ways. Open his heart to you and bless all the prayer, all the shadow cabinet, all the cabinet ministers, all the House of Lords, all the House of Commons, and fill the MPs with your glory as is in heaven. Cover them in your blood and bless them with peace in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And pass good laws to run this country well. Let the country be run well in Jesus' name. Let people everywhere repent. Let people everywhere cry tears of contrition, tears of repentance. Let people everywhere turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to be Lord over their lives in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I pray for my mom. I pray that you bless her with peace, that you cover in your love, that you fill her with your spirit, that you draw close to you, that you forgive her sins, that you cleanse her from all forms of unrighteousness, that you teach her to pray without ceasing, that your light will shine in her heart all day long as is in heaven. I pray for my two sisters, Anushka and Ruth, and my brother-in-law, Tolga. I pray that you bless them with peace, that you cover them in your love, that you fill them with your spirit, that you draw them close to you, that you forgive their sins, that you cleanse them from all forms of unrighteousness. And I pray for all my friends and family, that you forgive their sins, that you cleanse them from all forms of unrighteousness. I pray for my friend Jackie Ann Guy. I pray that you bless her with peace, that you cover her in your love, that you fill her with your spirit, that you draw her close to you, that you baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire, that you teach her to pray without ceasing, that your light will shine in her heart all day long as it is in heaven, and bless her with peace in Jesus' name. I pray for Laura Colby. I pray that you bless her with peace, that you cover her in your love, that you fill her with your spirit, that you draw her close to you, that you forgive her sins, that you cleanse her from all forms of unrighteousness, and bless her with peace. I pray for David Heather. I pray that you bless him with peace, that you cover him in your love, that your light will shine in his heart as is in heaven, bless him with peace. I pray for Mary Heppenstall. Cover her in your love, fill her with spirit, draw her close to you, baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire, teach her to pray without ceasing, cleanse her from all forms of unrighteousness. Let her kneel before your throne and cry tears of contrition, tears of repentance, come running out of darkness into your marvelous light. Bless her with peace in Jesus' name. I pray for my friend Silda from Sri Lanka. I pray that you bless her with peace, that you cover her in your love, that you fill her with your spirit, that you draw her close to you, that she right now kneel before the throne and cry tears of contrition, tears of repentance, come running out of darkness into your marvelous light. Bless her with peace in Jesus' name. I pray for my friend Menaka from Sri Lanka. Cover her in your love, fill her with your spirit, draw her close to you, baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire, teach her to pray without ceasing, cleanse her from all forms of righteousness, and bless her with peace in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. I pray for my friend Lana Louise Saunders. Cover her in your love, fill her with your spirit, draw her close to you, forgive her sins, cleanse her from all forms of unrighteousness. Let her right now kneel before your throne and cry tears of contrition, tears of repentance, come running out of darkness into your marvelous light, and bless her with peace in Jesus' name. I pray for my friend Jack Allen. Connor Quigley, cover him in your blood, bless him in peace, and teach him to pray, and fill the whole world with your spirit, not only the United Kingdom, but the United States of America and Germany and France and Mozambique and Syria. Bless Syria with peace in Jesus' name. Cover Syria in your blood. Bless Mecca with peace. Cover Mecca in your love. Fill the people of Mecca with your peace in Jesus' name. Bless Saudi Arabia with peace. Cover Saudi Arabia in your love. Bless India with peace. Cover India in your love. Fill India with your spirit. Break all forms of idolatry in India. Fill India with your peace as it is in heaven. Bless Sri Lanka. Fill Sri Lanka with your peace. Cover Sri Lanka in your blood and let your light shine in Sri Lanka as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless China with peace. Fill China with your spirit. Let your light shine in China as it is in heaven. And Mozambique and Tunisia and Sierra Leone and Ghana and Nigeria and Yemen and Iran and Iraq and Israel and Gaza and Palestine and the Ukraine and Russia, praise the Lord, and Canada and Peru and Lima and South America. Fill the whole world with your glory. Let your light shine in the whole world as it is in heaven. Bless all the Christians everywhere to run a straight race and to share their love with the people and to lay down their lives even to the point of death in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your light shine on earth as it is in heaven. Let your spirit flow on earth as it is in heaven. Cover the whole world in your blood in Jesus' name. Fill all of heaven with your glory as is in heaven in Jesus' name, and let your light shine in the whole world as is in heaven in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever and ever, amen. Give us today our daily bread, amen. Right then, let's turn to Romans chapter 6, reading from the New King James Version. So you can follow, if you've got a Bible, you can follow, but you don't have to. Let's pray. Father, fill us with your spirit. As we read your word, let your word speak into our hearts in Jesus' name. Speak not only to me, but to everyone who's listening. Open our ears to hear your voice speaking into our hearts. Teach us your will. Teach us your ways. Forgive our sins and wash us in your blood. Right then, Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we were baptized into his death on the cross when he died. We died with him. We were baptized into his death. And we now live a new life. We've been raised together with Jesus Christ. We live a new life, a life of peace, a life of joy, ecstatic joy, immense peace, a life of love, perfect love, a life of humility, a life of patience, a life of boldness, a life of courage, a life of greatness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now the word translated reckon there is in the continual, the active present tense. So that means keep on considering yourselves to be dead to sin at all times, in every situation. Continually consider yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. For when Jesus Christ was crucified, our sinful nature was crucified with him on the cross. So we're dead to sin. That means we can't sin any longer because we've been raised with Christ above all powers and principalities and names that have been named, and we've been seated with him in the heavenly realms. We were dead in our sins and trespasses, but God has raised us up together in Christ, and we're seated far above all darkness. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ said, when you pray, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from the evil one, because God doesn't want us to be tempted. He wants us to be pure and holy and incredibly blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. So we got this amazing grace that Jesus has poured out for us on the cross. When he died on the cross, when he took the nails of our sins, he released grace into our lives by faith. By faith we're saved from sin. We're made the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, I'll read that again. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. So we were slaves of sin. We were doing all sorts of wrong things. We were away from God. We didn't believe in God. We didn't follow God. We were unrighteous. We were depraved. We were unrighteous, completely unrighteous all the way through. We were slaves of sin, but Jesus died for us on the cross to make us the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. So we've been set free from sin. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your bodies, your members, as slaves of righteousness for holiness. So we have been set apart for holiness. We have been made for holiness. So turn from sin. Don't sin. Don't sin. Don't sin. Don't sin. Don't sin. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, he says it again. Let's read it again. And now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life, everlasting glory, everlasting peace in paradise, everlasting rapture, everlasting ecstasy, everlasting bliss, everlasting life. Hallelujah. I've got everlasting life. That starts today, for Jesus came not to steal, kill or destroy, but to give us life, and life in the fullness of its abundance, life in overflowing abundance, life of joy and peace, starting right now, starting today, for today is the day to be saved. Now is the day of salvation. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The wages of sin is death. So if you do sins, don't do sins, but if you do sins, it separates you from a holy, 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 holy God and causes you to die spiritually. So you're cut off from the presence of God. And that spiritual death slowly manifests in all forms of fears and worries and sorrows and stresses and anxieties and loneliness and insomnia and curses and disease and unbelief. And it breeds death, and it ends up you in killing you and taking you to the lake of fire, except you repent through Jesus Christ our Lord and turn to Lord God Almighty and turn from sin to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Right, I'm going to leave the reading there and let's pray some more. Yeah, Father, we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We thank you that you made us slaves of righteousness. You made us slaves of the kingdom of God. You made us slaves of holiness. You made us slaves of joy, slaves of peace. We can't help but rejoice all day long. We can't help but enjoy your immense peace. You made us slaves of holiness. We're pure. You made our hearts pure by your blood. You've redeemed us by your blood. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you spiritually. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 So please believe in God and continually follow him. So at all times, believe in God, at all times, follow him. To follow Jesus means to be holy, kind, generous, loving, humble, pure and courageous and righteous as Jesus is. So be his hands and feet, be an expression of Jesus in this cruel, cold world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we praise Almighty Jesus, we worship His Spirit, truth, we bless you, Almighty Jesus, we thank you, Almighty God, hallelujah, we thank you, Almighty Jesus, we worship you, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you made us born again, we thank you that we're born again of your Holy Spirit, your Spirit has given new birth in our lives, we thank you for your Spirit that rejoices our hearts, we thank you that you've given us ecstatic joy in our hearts, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord,
hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you ever so much, my friend, super abundantly, ever increasingly, as you choose to always walk in perfect love towards everyone forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk in perfect love, my friend. Walk in humility. Walk in humbleness. Walk in kindness. Walk in gentleness. And never look back. Teach people to be pure by being pure yourselves. Teach people to be holy by being holy yourselves. Teach people to be patient by being patient yourself. Teach people to be gentle by being gentle yourself. Teach people to be generous by being generous yourself. Teach people to be kind by being kind yourself. And follow God in Jesus' name. Have a great day, my friend. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Run a straight race. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ and never look back in Jesus' name. Amen.